This section is kind of a lot more information, basically between Credic and Will, talking about what it means to go into the void side. You've just had an experience where you were in there. Some information has hopefully gotten through to the readers, but now this is a time for that to be solidified a bit, and more information can be given. It is better to show than tell, but I think there is a time to do both, and hopefully tell some things and then show it later to kind of concrete that information in. Whenever you're just telling, though, that should not happen very often, or else your readers will tire of it. I also have a particular thing in this section that I have a lot of statements back and forth. Even though there's just two individuals speaking, I don't have tags at the end that says basically Will said or Credic said. And so as long as you're going back and forth from person to person, usually readers keep track of it fairly well. Sometimes when I'm writing, and this section was one of those times, I am just going through dialogue, just writing dialogue, and I don't want to get out of that flow in order to write Will said or write beats between, which are things like the person bent down and scratched his knee. And sometimes those things can definitely add character to a scene and make it seem more natural, and it can add correct pauses between the dialogue. But sometimes when you're in a flow for dialogue and just talking back and forth, I just leave it alone during a first draft. And I'll go back and add the tags and the beats to make it a little clearer later. I would normally do that now, and before I would post something or share it with the world, but because this is supposed to be a first draft situation, I'm going to try to not really mess with it. As long as it's understandable, I'm going to leave it as is. The last interesting thing is, for me in this, is people voted for information. I don't think people wanted to give up the binders. They view them as valuable. I like that because I can choose to relay information, and this particular character, Credic, he could gain really negative information or information that he could use in negative ways. He could also gain information that he could use in positive ways. So it's really up to me now, based on that, as to whether how I want to twist this character. If I want to make this character negative, I certainly can with information. And if I want to make him positive, I certainly can as well.